Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sophie.
And I'm Melissa.
Welcome to our weekly podcast on Wednesdays We Drink Wine.
The podcast where we drink wine, listen to your dilemmas, and have a laugh.
Is that what we do at the beginning?
Why do we do that?
We swirl our glasses.
I don't think we're meant to unless it's red wine. Actually, no, if we're tasting
it,
you can.
What are you talking about? You can swirl glasses.
No, but you know when people try red wine and they like air it out and they aerate it and then they spin around the glass to help it
breathe. To help it breathe. Do we not do that with red wine?
No, it's not the same thing.
Anyway, hello everybody. We're back with episode 3.
I'm so excited.
We actually tried to record this yesterday and Jamie made us not be able to record it. I'm outing him. He basically tried to instruct me on how to record a podcast, and his instructions were download QuickTime and off you go, and hung up the phone. Me and Melissa were like, sorry?
Yeah, so he's been helping us do it this whole time, but now we know how to do it. So it's good. We're independent women.
Now we know how to do it. Exactly. So we're back, and even more excitedly, actually, when this airs, we probably will be well into the way of being free and being
at restaurants.
Oh my
God, yeah. I was going to say, how long have we got? Three more days?
Three more days, even though this will probably air when we're, We'll be fully out. We'll be in the bars, we'll be in the beer gardens. Have I ever been to a beer garden?
No.
Absolutely not.
Try and go to some wine tasting outside. I think that would be quite fun. Maybe we should do a podcast.
Do you know Brinkley's does wine tasting?
Oh my God, I've never been there.
Oh, you'd really like it there. Actually, somebody was telling me about a wine tasting course that they did. I think it might have been, oh my gosh, I know who it was, Jamie's stepmom. She did a wine tasting course in every single week. It was because I was telling her about this podcast, actually. So we should do that.
I think that'd be quite fun. And then we can try different wines on the podcast and talk to you guys.
Well, that is kind of what we're doing. So actually, are we starting telling everyone what the wine is today?
Okay, you go for it. This is Soph's choice again. Only because this is more like, right, we're going to be going out after this. And Sophie was like, I've got a really nice wine in the fridge. Let's just do the one I've got.
Yeah,
it was my turn to buy.
You can buy the drinks when we actually go out. So it's cool. Do we pronounce it Amy or Amy?
I'm really dyslexic, so you're asking the wrong person.
I'm going to say Amy. It's very, Amy. Very... Most people might have seen it on Instagram.
Yeah.
I actually have been very kindly given a couple of their bottles, the red, the white, and the rosé.
I've quite enjoyed their rosé, actually.
I really like the red. You're not so much of a fan of the red, but it's all just personal taste, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's a really lovely bottle.
It is. So it's very Instagrammable, I'd say.
And... Yeah, it's very Instagrammable. It's a screw top, which I prefer. Do we prefer screw tops or...
Okay, this is a bit of a snobby thing, and I'm just going to be honest. Apparently, the nicer wines, in quotation marks, are with a cork. But I don't know if that's true.
I've always heard this, but then again, I've got a real cheap, shitty Pinot Grigio in the fridge. I was going to bring out other than this, and I was like, oh, fuck that, it's got the cork in. But also, the funny story behind that Pinot is prior to lockdown, this is how long it's been in the fridge, in the wine bit, and has not been
in
drank.
The wine cellar.
In the wine cellar, I wish, like in our little drawer shoved above our fridge. Someone brought it to us.
Brought.
Yeah, they brought it to us as a for a dinner party, and then Jamie re-gifted it to the same person a week later.
Oh, no, that's so funny.
The dinner party,
that
and
is
I was
proper
like,
"Proper comedy." Did they realise?
Yes. They called him out on it, and they gave it back to us. They like, "You can take that home." He was like, "It's so shit. I'm not surprised you re-gifted it to us."
Oh my God.
"Kill me now."
That is so funny. So you still haven't tried it.
Still haven't tried it because it's a bloody
cork thing. I'm not very good at that.
This is how little Sophie and Jamie actually drink wine at home. They don't even have a proper, like, bottle opener, do you?
We do. We just don't have a really trimmed one. Like you, Melissa was like, oh my God, gotta go to Waitrose. 10,000 Waitrose. How do you live like this? I was like, what? Ours is Le Creuset, which is actually quite cool.
Yeah, Le Creuset is good.
Brand. Oh, Le Creuset.
Le Creuset.
Can we try the wine now? Okay, we're really pathetic.
I have had a couple sips.
I already have because you can sense my hay fever's come back. Okay, should I be totally honest?
Yeah, go for it.
It's a bit sweet for me.
Too sweet.
But I like really dry white because I only recently, I'm talking this year, brought wine, white wines back into my life because I kind of associated them from when I was about 15, 16, would go to
when
parties,
you're going out,
drink that shit white wine, mm-hmm. and it was just terrible. And so now I can only have like a really dry one.
I think you'd be surprised if you tried that next to a really sweet Sauvignon Blanc, like the ones that we used to drink when we were younger. You'd be like, oh, this is actually nice. But compared to all the super dry ones that you've been drinking, and this is quite fruity.
Is a Sauvignon Blanc?
Oh, Sauvignon Blanc.
Is a Sauvignon Blanc a fruity wine?
To me, I find it quite sweet. Like it's a bit, you know, like
it's that because kind of... I honestly am so bad with wines. I really don't know wines. I would know Chardonnay, which I like. Yeah, Chablis, I like.
Oh yeah, lovely Chablis, nice.
Is that dry? So are they dry?
Okay. I think so.
Come on, Melissa, you drink
them. I know more than you, but I don't know this much. All I know is, okay, guys, with a rosé, the Grenache grape is always a dry, nice white wine. My mum always says, yeah. So normally, like, the pale ones that are from, like, Provence, if you look on the back, it always says Grenache grape. It's the type of grape. So whenever I'm looking on a menu, and I don't really know what I'm looking for, I always try and look for the Grenache grape, and you know that's always kind of a good bet.
Interesting.
So you can learn these little tricks and you know that like...
You should know a lot more because you drink wine like it's...
And I've done a wine tasting course. I was at school and, you know, I obviously didn't appreciate it then when I did Leith's Food and Wine. Proper wine tasting.
I can't believe you went to Leith's Food and Wine. My friend Chrissy went and did the food course there and she honestly is a professional chef. Like you just...
Oh no, I have the qualifications to do it. Yeah, they did it at my school though. So I did it whilst I was doing my A-levels. So obviously... The appreciation level when we were trying all the champagne and the wine, it was all just like, oh, I'm actually a bit drunk, you know?
Oh, God, Beth, that was so fun at school.
It was lovely, but I wish I could have taken away a bit more from it, you know, and educated myself slightly more. But anyway, we know the Grenache grape. That's good enough.
We know
for
the
me.
Grenache grape. Okay, so
let's
first.
What it actually said.
Yeah, go for it. Crisp with aromatic fruit. Clean
this
green.
Sauvignon Blanc. It's a Sauvignon Blanc. That's why it's sweeter. It is a Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, that makes sense. That's why we're like, you know, so it's a bit fruity. Too sweet fruity for us. Yeah, I said it says tropical
Gosh,
fruit flavours. And I said to me it tasted fruity and to you it's sweet. Okay, so we were right on like our initial judgement.
God, but why are they all French? God, I sound so thick. Well, no, that's such a lie because loads of French lights on. Oh my God, I need to stop talking. I'm embarrassing myself, honestly. Also, oh just gosh. To clarify... Last week in the podcast, which hopefully you've all listened to if you're coming back and listening again, Melissa decided to, after we'd finished, go, oh my God, you sounded so thick. I was like, why?
Wait, which bit?
You were like, the Gabby is not the grape.
Oh my God, it was killing me because I kept asking Sophie. I was like, what's the name of the bottle? Trying to get her to tell me the name of the brand of the wine. She goes, Gabby. And I'm like, yeah, but what's the name of the...
I still don't quite get
Gabby.
It.
Gabby. And I was like, no, but you meant like the name of the type of wine is Gabby. But you thought...
But said
you
on
thought
the bottle,
that,
Gabby.
And you thought that the brand is Gabby.
Still do. Still. And also, thank you so much for not just stopping the podcast. We could have edited out or I could have redone it.
I was confused about what you meant. And I thought maybe she's white.
You were like, surely
like,
she's
no.
not this stupid.
And then I was like, no. I was like, because you were so convincing. You were like, yeah, it's Gavin. You were so sure of yourself.
I feel like that is one of my many talents. My parents always said that I used to have sophisms. I'd just like make up words. And I, for example, I used to call flirting. I used to say they're blousing.
Oh.
And people like honestly
blousing,
caught
that's
on
quite
to
nice.
It. Yeah, blousing.
Yeah,
also,
nice.
I called my nipples pippies.
Pippies? Oh my
but
God.
But they kind of do like, they look like a little pip. When you're young, obviously not now. Oh my God, font scan. I need to shush.
Sophie's three sips in and she's talking about nipples. Oh my God. Right, should we get on? Let's talk a little bit more about. Okay, so my overall feeling of this for a Sauvignon, it's actually lovely.
I'm getting in
compared
for
to the ones that I've. Other ones that I've tried. It's not my first choice though.
It's very sweet. I like the aftertaste. don't like the initial.
We've got quite a lot of ice in there as well, so I feel like it's probably a bit watered down.
I prefer that than you don't.
It's lighter. Yeah, I'm like, no, give me the full on wine. Yeah, don't like the ice. It depends if it's warm, then obviously you need the ice. Like in the summer when it's hot, the ice is essential.
Yeah, the ice is essential. Also, that frosted kind of liquid glass, nothing beats it.
Yeah, it is very nice. I agree.
Also, just on another note, I do really stand by it's all about the glass you're drinking out of.
Really?
Like, I had a red wine at the weekend in a thick-rimmed glass. Yeah, and I was like, oh, get out of here. Also, like, a stubby glass, like, no.
I know.
Well, it's full to the top and you're like, I'm drinking a pint, but really you're not.
Gosh, I know what you mean. Especially when you go to, like, a really nice restaurant, they're always super. These are very thin. I said that to you the first time I came over. I was like,
yeah,
gosh.
Obviously, yeah, obviously. And she's nice.
And I was actually telling Sophie the story the first time that I went. This is my second boyfriend. I met his parents for the first time. And they served this beautiful champagne, these like stunning crystal champagne glasses. And the rim was so thin, guys. And it was like one of those fluted ones, you know, so it sort of just curves out straight away. There's no. Anyway, I took a sip of this champagne, not realising how thin the rim was, and I over-poured, so it, like, overwent down the sides. And I was like, no one will notice, and I was too scared to, like, wipe the champagne away, so I just left it there. So even though it looked like I had a massive,
dribbling down your chest?
No, it wasn't dribbling, it was just, like, wet here, like, above my lip, and I just left it there thinking, like, oh, it's see-through, they won't see it. Won't like, notice. Convincing myself.
God, but
I bet
so
they
scary.
Did. I should have just gone, like, whoops, and wiped it away. Like, why didn't I do that?
I've done that so many times, but also when you first meet the parents.
So much pressure. Oh, God.
Should we actually just talk about that quickly? And it's really off topic, but like, how was it when you first met? Go to your first boyfriend, because I feel like they were more scary than Harry's parents. Like, I can't imagine anyone related to Harry being even slightly intimidating or scary. Like,
no.
He's so...
They were very, very easy, and it was a very lovely... To be fair, my first... I always think this is going to sound maybe a bit controversial, but I think when the parents are separated or divorced, it's kind of less pressure because you're not meeting two people at once.
Totally. And it's not the perfect family. You're like, well, your family's a bit fucked up anyway. I'm going to put my parents are divorced, so I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So it was just less pressure because I was like, it's just one person. And I can't remember exactly. I think I met the dad first, and he was very much so leaving him to his own devices kind of thing. So we met, it was lovely. And
did you stay the night, or was it just lunch or dinner?
I think I stayed the night. God, this is going back so many years.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Harry. I was like, it's really not. Is your memory all right?
Oh my God, no, with Harry, it was so easy. I think we met in Selfridges. We were at the champagne bar, and it was Harry's mum, and she was just a dream. We were just having a gossip and a catch up, and we just gelled straight away. It's so easy. But with my second boyfriend, the middle boyfriend, parents are still together, very big family, four sisters. There was a lot of pressure there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's quite
shouldn't, they I shouldn't have felt pressure, but obviously, naturally, I think that you just wouldn't, especially with sisters. That's like a big thing.
Sisters. I was so lucky with Jamie's sister. She's like an absolute dream. Like, she was like my saving grace. Not that both his parents are so wonderful and like I really got on with them so well, but there is a really funny story about Jamie's mom. So... we all go for dinner and we went to Ochre on the King's Road.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to die at this story.
Have I never heard it?
I don't think I've heard this. Strap yourself in. So I walk in, I'm all like, I'm a bit nervous.
Dolled up.
I went really low key, but Jamie actually was like, oh, my mum's like gone and had her hair done. And I was like, great, I'm in ripped jeans and biker boots. Like, felt really underdressed. Anyway, turn up, it was totally fine. They would not, like, ever
they wouldn't have noticed.
Vibe.
Right, okay, good.
Sit down. They've already had a glass of rosé. Of course, we're already late because Jamie's arrived late with me. And it's not actually my fault, but I felt embarrassed about that. Anyway, and we're getting on, we're chatting away. And then Jamie was just actually strictly. This is take one, the first Strictly, before he broke
say,
his leg.
I was going to say, my God, that you met him.
Oh, no,
okay, fine, right.
So take first one, first Strictly. Strictly, before he broke the foot. And the mum's getting really excited and sure. She's like, oh, gosh, I must read you this message. One of my friends is such a fan of the show. She sent me this message. She's a bit pissed at this point. We've
right,
all had a bit
okay,
of
you've had a couple drinks.
And she reads out the message and it says... I'm so excited Jamie is going to be on Strictly. Let's hope he gets a good partner and it can distract him from that awful Habbo girl. And she read the message out and I went, oh God.
Oh my God, Sophie.
I went,
No, oh, no, but she... Oh. But it's all right, because we fell in love and now we're great friends. And I mean, obviously, it wasn't her saying it. Like, her friend obviously saw... And I'm not surprised. She probably seen me on Major and Chelsea and been like, God, get away from that stupid reality hoe. I think she was like, oh shit, and I just went, oh no, my name's Habu, not Habo.
That's all I said.
That's all you could say.
That's all I could say. I had to make a joke about it. I was like, what a lol.
That's so good of you.
Right. No, I didn't.
I was going to say that I would find it really hard. I'd have to get through the dinner, but then I would be, you know what? I would probably take it then out on Harry if that happened to me when I got home. Like, I know what, like, they think of it. Like, it would just set me into that mode.
It was so, like, not intentional that I thought, oh, I almost feel bad because poor Jamie's mum.
She didn't even realise. She just saw the message about Strictly thinking, like, oh, great.
Yeah, exactly. Gosh. Do you know what I mean? But anyway,
that is
just
hilarious.
To clarify, absolutely adore both his parents. I'm very, very lucky in that sense. I've never really had a bad
experience.
But it is it is intimidating meeting parents for the first time, for sure. Especially when you have that embrace.
Oh my God, that was very good of you to just, like, be strong and carry on.
I also went home that night, and this is back... By the way, just to clarify, I know I've already mentioned it, but I am definitely have allergic reactions to wine occasionally. Even
though, like, you're flaring up now.
Yeah, honestly, you see this... face. And I went home and I had my whole face was like, honestly, I looked like,
oh my God, I feel like I remember you sending me pictures.
Yes. And I was like, Jamie, have I been like this whole dinner? And he was like, yeah, I thought you had red lipstick all over your face. I was like,
shit,
fantastic,
you look okay now, there's nothing
red. Yeah, it comes in flags in waves.
Oh my God,
bizarre.
Is a hilarious story. You poor thing. I bet Jamie's mum, as the words came out of her mouth, she went, oh
mm-hmm.
Oh no.
Also, she Habo's didn't
realize,
too good.
Realize it herself, bless her. Habo. Maybe she didn't mean you.
She absolutely did mean me. Also, it was very awkward because we weren't boyfriend and girlfriend then, which was really weird. Like, don't introduce me to your family if we're not boyfriend and girlfriend.
You were very soon.
And he was sort of like, oh, no, we're not. She was like, so is this your girlfriend? And he was like, no, no. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm just... one of those girls. Even more awkward.
Oh my God.
That is another thing. I do think you've got to be boyfriend and girlfriend when you meet around.
Me and Harry went.
What?
But this is like my process. I've done this with every boy I've dated. Like, Harry's not special in this sense. I just, first thing I do, I'm just like, oh, do you want to come home? I'm going home. No, and they're always like, oh, yeah, okay. Like, I've never had an issue where people make it a big deal, ever.
I feel like meeting my parents is not a big deal, but meeting theirs is quite a big deal. Like, I don't want to go and meet them, even though I did. I'd be like, yeah, I'm just his mate, and we sleep together.
Like, yeah, I know, then you have to sort of justify, like, what...
Yeah, oh, it's normal.
Yeah,
this
what
is what
it
we
is.
Do in the in this decade.
I feel you. But yeah, meeting the parents is definitely an occasion needed to have alcohol involved, I think.
I think so too.
You have to break the ice because even I'm like, I remember being like, I'm not being fully myself. I'm way more fun than this. Like, I have so much more personality than this. But because I didn't have a drink and I was so nervous.
And you also don't want to, like, overstep mark. It's also, like, hard because you don't know what they're like. So you're like, do they want me to be, like, really loud and garish? And, like, can I show my friends? Like, should I be really prim and proper and be a little, like... What do you do? Anyway, should we go into our dynamics?
Yeah, I'm excited about these.
How do I handle my boyfriend's sister ignoring me and his mum slightly putting me down when they can? It's not huge things, but it's little digs they can get away with here and there. I tell him how I feel and he says only him and I should matter, but his family treating me like this really gets me down. And I'm worried I'll eventually be so unhappy going to his house, I'll just want to end up with him. Oh, it's really relevant.
I know, it is. It is really relevant. I mean, that is hard. That is tough.
That's really tough. And you would resent the boyfriend.
Yeah. So this is why I said to you, like, after what happened with Jamie's mum, when you got home, I would have been like, oh my God, like freaking out at him, even though obviously it's not his fault.
I think I've actually been really lucky to never dislike any boyfriend's parents I've gone out with, but I can imagine if they were mean to me, I'm just trying to put myself in that position.
Yeah.
I would dislike Jamie. I'd be like,
yeah, same.
Why aren't you standing up for me?
Yeah. And also,
that's
I feel
unfair.
Once they sort of have, you know what, we've actually had, I remember we've had a friend in a scenario like this where we know the parents don't like that.
Oh yeah, we have actually, and I think it got between them a lot.
It
really did. I think it was a massive factor in like all of their downfalls in their relationship.
Especially is because he was very close to his family.
Yeah, and you can't expect the boy, you know, family's family at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly. And then ultimately, like, if my parents hated Harry and were, like, doing all that so obviously, it would make me almost then question my judgment and be like, am I not seeing something that you guys are seeing? So, like, this situation for you to be in is so hard. I'd have a million things going through my head. If I was you, I mean, obviously you need to have a discussion with your boyfriend about how you're feeling, because...
She's obviously spoken to him. I think that you need to really seriously be like, this is very upsetting. However, I do think that if you guys are massively in love... It does happen where family when the other half just doesn't get on with the family. It's a real
shame.
Look
at Meghan and Harry.
Yeah, but that
happens. I mean, obviously that's extreme
shit show.
But it's like, you know, it does happen. A lot of people fall out with their family over the person that they're with. But I think if he is sort of refusing to see it happening, because I can imagine some people be like, oh no, they do like you, it's all in your head, kind of making you feel like you're a bit crazy about the situation. I think that you need to give it a couple more times. You know, we're in lockdown now. Maybe spend, when everyone's out and about, spend some more time, see how it is. But, I mean, you've been together for a year, so I don't know how many times this has happened. This is really difficult. I don't want to say the wrong thing because, I don't know. I have no idea what I would do in your scenario.
I think one of those things is sometimes you've got to accept, look, I love this boy and I'm going to just have to, this is the way it's going to be. Take a deep breath. Go for a walk, try a bit of meditation before you go and see the family, and just go in there and be like, look, I'm only going to be here for a day, two days, lunch, whatever it is, and then we will go back to our lives.
Yeah, you just have to suck it up for you those moments where you have to be with them. Yeah.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But of course, there does come a level, and if they are being really nasty to you, and also I do think your boyfriend should be like, whoa, guys, but you can't expect him to not be, you know, distance himself from his family, because family is family.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe he doesn't, if you haven't spoken to him, he might not even see it or notice it.
Yeah, he probably doesn't. And also, you might just, it is a year. Some parents just take like a year to get.
Yeah, kicked in.
You might suddenly just keep standing strong.
Just keep proving them wrong. And eventually, if they're good people, they will see that too. And if not, and if it upsets you so much, the point where you do feel like you have to break up with him, then, you know, ultimately that's your decision. You have to choose your happiness. Because if it's making you feel sort of like anxious before you're going to see them and you're thinking about it a lot, then it might not be worth it for you.
Yeah, it's true. It is such a hard one with family. It's like,
I know.
We're so lucky we like our other halves. Family, so because as much as it's awful if they didn't like us, it'd be awful if I didn't like them as well.
Mm.
Like, can you imagine? That would be really tough.
I think it happens. I mean, I know that it happens a lot with in-laws. Like, you see it in movies a lot, and they're like, oh God, my stepmother is, you know, the evil stepmother.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And
family's
also
complicated.
I think there's also a thing with mums and sons.
There definitely is. And there's also a thing with sisters. So I know this with my brother, how protective I am of him. And my brother's had a girlfriend and she was very, very sweet and very lovely. But like, I had to really make sure that I wasn't just naturally being protective, like just in the way that I am, because even if she is being really sweet, I was like, oh, I need to make sure that I'm not like...
You weren't being cold.
Yeah, being cold and like... being, you know, I had to make a conscious effort to make sure that I was...
Gosh.
Yeah. I think having
I
a younger...
I can imagine you being freaking terrifying. You would really? Do the whole look up and down. You'd flare your nostrils.
Oh my God, I would never do that.
But by mistake, you wouldn't mean to. But you know how like you just... First thing, I do this all the time. I look people's outfits up and down, which is terrible. And it looks like I'm looking them up, giving them the dirtiest look. Like people have caught me on camera doing it and like videoed me to be like this. And I'm like, God, I look like such a bitch. But I'm really not. I'm just being like, oh, I like their shoes.
Or you might be like, oh my God, she's so pretty. Just stare.
That's exactly, yeah, I stare. I never
And then they'll be like, God, what a bitch staring at me. She's giving me evils.
I fully perv on girls all the time.
Oh my God.
Oh, our little light went off. God, that's a really tough one. I do think it's, you've got to really, really talk to yourself, have a minute, just have a quick chat with yourself, check in and be like, this is what it's going to be like. They're probably going to make some digs at me, anticipate the worst. Deep breaths, go in, think it's only 24 hours, just like it is, you know, taking your balls.
Yeah.
I don't think it's, you know, necessarily worth breaking up if you love that. Like, as the boy isn't his...
It depends how involved he is with his family as well, like how often you guys are having to go and spend time with them.
And how bad they're being as well.
Yeah.
But shame on them. Like, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, and if they can't see that you're a good person, that you're making their son happy, you know, then that's their loss. And eventually that's going to, I guess, end in maybe them falling out with their son.
Yeah, you really don't want any of that. It's a real... Because then the son might resent you. It's a big old tangled web, that one. I really do think it's one of those things where you've just got a deep breath.
Suck it up and deal with it.
Suck it up. Deep breath. Be like, they don't like me, but I like them. I love him. This is what I'm going to go...
That's more important,
yeah. Yeah, and put that first. I don't think overthink it. I also don't think... You can't really go to him that much and be like, well, your parents...
No, because he'll overthink it. And also he'll be like, he might go say to his parents, you know, like, oh, she's not coming over this weekend because she thinks you don't like her. And then it will just get worse.
And then they'll be like, then they'll really...
Yeah, and it will become a thing. So I think that I agree. Suck it up and just get on with it.
You've got to suck it up. Okay, are you ready for mine?
Mm-hmm.
Hi. So basically all my friends are in relationships and I don't really want one. However, I've not had sex and they chat about it. Should I just try and get over it with someone I trust or something? Because I've just turned 18 and feel like that's quite late. I can so relate to this.
Oh, can you?
Yeah. I was 17 when I lost my virginity and I was so like, strap me down, like anyone. I was like, could grab someone off the street.
Stop it.
Yeah, it got to that point. Which now I'm like, I'm so wicked that I was 17. I think I might have even been 18, but I just pretended
to. I think that's so fine. I think that's like a...
Yeah, but I went to an all-girls school. Everyone was talking about it. And it's all everyone spoke about. And I was like, from the age of 15. So I had 2 years of being like... And then I started being like, do you know what? It's not even... that I feel precious. I'm just so bored. Like, I want to get involved in the conversation. I hate being like the left out. And
that's tough.
And I actually just went to a party and I honestly had just got a car, a Mini. I got it that day and I drove to a party. It was like an 18th and we were all parked in the fields. I just...
Got it over and done with. Ripped off the band-aid.
Yeah. And my best friend actually knocked on the window. She started crying. She was like, we were such good friends. Still.
Was she upset with you?
She was just like, what are you doing? And I was like, oops. I mean, honestly, I actually don't even count that.
A first time's, and I'm not going to lie, even if it's with somebody that you think that you love and you're really happy, it's never going to be good, guys. From everyone I know.
It's going to be shit for a good old good. 6 months to a year, let's be honest. Like, unless you've got, like, you're really experimenting. I remember walking into my sister, who was 2 years older, and being like, I hate sex, is something wrong with me? And she was like, no.
Sex is bad, honey.
How old were you when you were 15?
I was 15 and I had a boyfriend that I was with for 2 years.
Oh, fair enough.
So I feel like I was...
God, you must have been tiny.
Yeah. And he was a year older than me. But yeah, it was, you know, it was shit.
Yeah, it's not beat around the bush, it's shit. It's going
to
be shit.
Loved him to bits. We had a lovely relationship. He was very sweet, but it was crap. It's never good. But I think if you're feeling under pressure...
No, don't!
Don't give in just because of those reasons. You have to want to do it. You know, when it feels right, it feels right. Don't think, oh, I have to be with somebody that I'm in love with and I'm in a relationship with, because I don't necessarily think that that's always... It's not like hype, like what it's... What is it? What's the saying? It's not
all it's hyped up to be. Yeah, I totally have no regrets about the first time I did it. I mean, I'm not even sure that he finished, if I'm totally honest. Like, it was that shit. But, I presume my friend knocked at the window and I went, right, better get back to the party. And then
you've done your job.
He honestly turns to me and was like, what have you done? I was like, yeah, what? Is that not how you do it?
Oh my God.
My poor Minnie. I was like,
you're too sweet. You christened it the day you got
Yeah, and I thought I was I thought I was so cool.
Did it get all steamed up in there?
Oh, right? No, that's disgusting.
And then all the condensation, it's just nasty. I can imagine. You know when you sit in a car for too long without the ignition on?
Oh.
And it's just like, I can imagine when you're in there.
Cold, with like wet on the window. So,
God.
No. I've kind of like mentally blocked it out of my mind. But my point is that have no shame about it. Just find it really funny that I decided to do that. But I so resonate with you. Being 18, I think I was 17, 18. I really can't remember. I might have lied for so long saying I was 17 that I now can't remember which one I was.
What you actually were.
But I do think that I really resonate with you. I remember all my friends talking about it, me being like, God, should I really? But you know what? What I should have done is just be like, oh my God, I've not done it. Tell me everything. What's it like about this, that? Whereas I was like, God, I'm so uncool and I want to be really cool. So I kind of just play quiet, being like, oh, maybe they won't know if I've done it or not.
Stop.
Do you know what I mean? But really, honestly, like, hello, I was.
Yeah, don't freak out about that.
Yeah, you're not. Also, ask some questions, get involved. You don't have to seclude yourself for it. And when you're ready and the time comes, the time will come. I wouldn't.
Yeah, don't force it and don't feel pressured in those situations. And you're so young. 18 is so young still.
God, 18 is so young. And trust me, you've got a whole life of shit sex ahead of you. Sex isn't always shit, by the way. I feel like we really paint it out that we hate sex. Like, it's so bad.
Shit sex.
But you do have like a good old year ahead of you once you've lost your virginity of really shitty sex.
It's true.
Unless you're like one of those rogue young girls who just like loves it.
There is those, there was always those at school. Even from the day that I know one specifically, even from the day she lost her virginity, she was just out for as many shags as she could get. Absolutely loved it. And I was like, you know what? Now looking back, I'm like, you're embracing your sexuality. Yeah. That is great. But at the time, I was like, oh, I was just like, what on earth? I was just in shock.
I don't know. I feel like some girls really are really lucky and they just like...
No, they just really enjoy themselves doing it.
They can just orgasm really easily and other girls can't.
Mm.
Also, I do think that girls watching porn, and me and Melissa briefly spoke about this, I think if you watch porn, you're really into porn, you are more sexy. Like, all my friends who watch porn on the reg are very, very sexual.
You have friends that watch porn on the reg?
Yeah.
Really?
Loads of people do.
I do. What, like by themselves?
I don't really know. I didn't really...
Are they boys or girls?
No, girls. Obviously, boys watch it all the time. Melissa thinks that boys don't watch it.
No, I'm sure. No. I know that boys do. But if they're in a relationship, I'm bloody... They don't. Harry doesn't.
Oh, my God. Have I told you about Jamie?
Like,
should I tell you this story? You're going to absolutely die. So... We go out for dinner with my friend. We're just about to get this apartment, which we're in now. And Jamie was showing my friend the apartment. Yeah, recently. God, I'm really giving it away here. Anyway, she goes on to Google. She swipes left. You know, all the bars were open.
Oh, yeah.
It was fucking porn. And she went, oh, God. And I went, what? What is it? And she was like...
Was Jamie there?
Jamie sat opposite us.
Oh, no. So he couldn't see what she was saying.
And also, by the way, the boyfriend, her partner, who we were doing like a double date, hadn't arrived. So he had no boy back up. It was me and my best friend. She was like laughing. She obviously didn't want to show me, didn't want to get Jamie in trouble. And she was like, it's porn. And I was like... What the hell?
What are you?
Because I looked at the time and I was like, I was in the room next door.
No.
Yes. God. Yeah. Yeah, disgusting.
From my point of view, from someone that, you know, I guess had sex from a young age, it's not what it's cracked up to be. It's the first time is always rubbish wherever it is, no matter how ready you think you are for it.
Yeah.
And even if you're in a loving relationship like I was still like, oh. Kind of wish we didn't do that. It was so bad.
Yeah,
and you know, not that I regretted it and I was like upset with myself. I was just like, oh.
Underwhelmed.
Yeah, underwhelmed. And don't put yourself under so much pressure. I think you just do it whenever you feel like you're ready and you really want to do it, then you do it for yourself. Don't do it for like your friends and for the sake of having conversations and feeling like you can be involved in that. That's not right.
I'm sure so many other girls are in your position, so just think you're not alone. I definitely was, so... remind yourself of that. And
yeah. Sofa's in the same position. Don't do it in the back of your Mini.
Oh, God.
At a party.
Oh, you thought you said something out there. And I was like, what?
Oh, my God.
But also just love you, bless you.
Yeah, I know.
I feel you. We all feel you.
I feel like there's so many people.
I bet half the girls are faking it as well, like pretending that they've had sex.
Oh, yeah, that's so true. Yeah. So many people would be lying. So true.
So, they are our dilemmas for this week.
I feel like we haven't been that helpful. We've just been...
Well, we have. We said the first one, she's got to suck it up, I'm afraid, is my view.
Yeah, same.
But also, I feel you, know your worth, know that it's shame on them, not shame on you. You continue being really nice. Deep breaths, go into it, separate your relationship and the family element.
Yeah.
Two separate things. Mm-hmm. Sex, don't give in, don't have sex in the back of your car. And
just do it whenever you want to do it. Don't feel the pressure.
So I feel like we have been grateful. We have been useful.
Well, I hope so. I just feel like these some of these dilemmas are so hard to like give one piece of advice, like you should do this, because there's always so many other things going on.
Yeah.
But like taking from it what we read and telling you what we would do, especially with the first dilemma. Definitely sucking it up for me and just getting through it.
You've got to. And you've got to just think, separate yourself. And no, you're not going to move in with the family. You're going to see
exactly.
But even if you saw them every weekend, that'd be a bit weird. Like, you're not
going to see... That would be too much. I agree.
But, yeah.
What is our next little section,
then? We've got to discuss our wine.
Really? I thought we had the boyfriend thing.
Oh, yeah. You've got to read us your boyfriend. God, I'm really zooming down on our little script. Not the
okay,
little
so
script,
now...
But, give me your boyfriend question of the week. Who's
okay, so I don't know if it's a question or if it's like a statement, but it's from Harry.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if anyone else has this problem, but whenever I take photos of Melissa, she'll then look through them and select probably like, I don't know, 6 or 7 ones that she quite likes. And then she'll ask my opinion and be like, Presh, which one should I post? Which one do you like? And I'll be like, oh, I like this one. I think this one's really good. And she'll be like, really? I don't like that one. And then I'm like, well... Why did you ask my opinion? She ends up posting one that I don't even like. And I'm like, why did you ask my opinion in the first place if you're not going to take what I say on board?
Oh, my God, yes. Jamie says exactly
so
the
true.
Same.
I actually do that to
I love the brash.
It's so true. And this is exactly how Harry will take the photos of me. I'll whittle it down to about 6 or 7. He's so right. And then I always then, like, choose like 3 and I'm like, okay, I'll do a slidey or but like what's your favourite? And then whichever one he chooses, I'm like, oh
really?
Oh yeah, I'm like, oh but it's not the one I was thinking.
Yeah, it still almost validates it. Like even if you chose one that I didn't like, I'd be like
really? Oh, yeah, no. Yeah.
You validated that I prefer the others. But it's the same like Jane, do you like my hair up or down? I like it down. Really? I like it up. Higher up, scrape every single hair back tied to the basket.
And then he's like, my opinion is not valid or needed at all. Why do you bother asking me?
Also, like, God, you're so lucky Harry takes photos of you. Jamie's like, let me get the professional camera and get the lighting. And then, like,
literally... The other day with us, I was like, can you just take a picture? I was like, Jamie, can you just take a picture of us on the iPhone? And he goes, oh, no, wait. And he comes back with this Fujifilm thing that's, like, all, like, vintage looking. It's actually quite cool looking. And to be fair, he did come up with some good photos. But I was like, oh, come on, I just want a nice iPhone picture. And got all artistic. And he was like, we need more light, like, from this angle.
Harry's so good. I would really like that. But it is, yeah, I feel like a lot of girls can relate and I'm sure a lot of boys can relate.
Yeah, and that. It's not just with photos, as you say. It's like opinion on everything. Anything. Yeah.
Should we get to pizza or sushi tonight? Pizza. Oh, really?
Sushi. Why do we do that?
God, I don't know.
I wonder what it is. It's weird.
I do with everything. I'm like, what time should we drive down on Saturday? 7 a.m. What? No, 1 p.m. Like, everything from the opposite.
It's funny, isn't it? I wonder if boys... Because I don't think Harry does it to me.
Because I just don't think they care.
He never asks my opinion on stuff like that.
Yeah, Jamie never asks my opinion either.
It's because maybe there's like a... I was going to say, maybe it's like an insecurity banner and we need their validation, but then they tell us the opposite and I still do what I want anyway. So it's
why
like,
does
what's
Jamie
the point?
Never ask me?
Yeah, Harry never asks me. Stuff like that. He does with certain things, but with it, let's go back to the photos. With a photo for Instagram, he never does.
Oh, Jamie doesn't really do any cool photos. I honestly, he does weird videos.
Videos of both of you, love you laughing. They are very funny. I have to give them
They're
that.
Really not.
They do make me laugh. The ones you guys did in the first lockdown absolutely sent me into fits.
Really?
They were so
good. We should do that.
I think you should do them again.
Yeah, if you think we should, let us know.
Right, had your last sip of that little wine.
It's delightful.
Because you're ready for the taste test.
Oh, we're going to rate it.
So what we're doing, I thought we'd do, we like we did in the other one.
Yeah, go on, have another slot.
What notes do you think are in it?
Okay, well, we've read the back now, so we know the notes. But I said fruity initially, and you said sweet, which is actually what the back says. Like, what does it say? It says something
really fruity.
It's like green tropical fruit flavours.
I almost pineapple-y.
Oh, stop!
No, but do you know what I mean? I'm very, very sweet. I would say green tropical kiwi.
It is very sweet.
I honestly can taste kiwi in there.
Really. I wonder if there's kiwi in there. You know what I can taste? Grapes.
I can taste loads
of grapes.
Is it worth... Now, I don't know the price for this one, but I don't... Should we have a look?
Yeah, have a little Google.
We've got to know, haven't we?
I do think if you're a Sauvignon Blanc fan, it's a lovely one to go with.
Yeah, gorgeous Sauvignon. Oh, God, here we go. Oh, I thought it said 90. Oh, okay, hang on. That's not right.
Different places will sell it for different amounts.
Amy with an E. Sorry, everyone, my really cool grammar.
If anyone like knows what we're talking about, you might. It's like kind of Matisse. Is that the right word to say the artwork on the front? Like, it's really cool.
I know. I can't even find it on here. Oh, here we go. I'm really persistent finding this now. £60.
No, shut up. That says four cases.
Oh, right. Okay.
Golly. Does it give you the option for one bottle?
Scheisse
Manelli.
Right.
Oh, the rosé, I can see.
Let's do 4 divided by 60 divided by 4.
No, that won't be correct, so.
Oh, whatever. Let's just pretend it is. About £15. I reckon it's about £13.99.
Yeah, it will be more than.
Oh, it'll be more, so it'll be about £17. Oh, quite nice. No,
the rosé bottle is absolutely stunning.
Really, I really like the red. It's a really lovely brand, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, it is. It's just, we are just not fans of Sauvignon Blanc in general.
Do you know what I think it is? I think if you like Sauvignon Blanc,
you would like this.
You really like this, mm-hmm. because I have not disliked it at all. No, however, I would choose a dry wine. So, but if it, is so it good value you. For money? Yeah,
I think so.
It's a lovely bottle.
And I think it looks lovely like at dinner party as well, because people will be like, oh my God, what a lovely bottle. Like it's like a bit of a conversation starter as well. It's nice.
That's a cool one.
So I'm going to rate it from a really personal perspective, purely on taste, just because I'm not a huge fan of Sauvignon. I'm going to go with 5 or 6.
I'm going to go with 5. But don't get me wrong, it's really nothing against the brand. It's a really lovely brand. It's just
the Sauvignon is not our...
It's not our...
Not to our taste.
Not to our taste. I quite like a dry one. Maybe
I could actually drink this, though, happily.
And also, do you know what? After a meal, I'd really like that. Mm. It's like almost like a dessert wine for me.
Stop.
Yeah,
Have you ever actually tried a dessert wine?
Yeah, disgustingly sweet.
It's so sweet. It's just like drinking, like...
Sugar syrup. It's so rank. Well, guys, that brings us to the end of our third podcast.
I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah. And please remember to send us your dilemmas, your problems, anything that you have really to our Instagram, Wednesdays We Drink Wine. And please subscribe and comment if you like our podcast. And we will be back next Wednesday drinking wine with you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.